It all started rather slowly, I should add, for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs after the postponement of the opening weekend series versus Syracuse and the changes in travel plans. Remember, Syracuse coming down here instead of the Pigs going up there. Finally, Lehigh Valley made its way up to Rochester for a three-game set versus the Red Wings. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the scheduled games. Or so they thought. Less than 2 hours before the game on Monday, the series opener, the field deemed unplayable because of previous inclement weather. So a doubleheader scheduled for Tuesday. And on Tuesday, things did open right for the Iron Pigs, especially offensively. Previously, they had scored just one earned run in 14 innings in a doubleheader versus Syracuse. This time, it started out a little bit differently.
And the pitcher is swung on, ripped high in the air, center field pretty deep. Mastriani is back. He is at the track. He is at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Andrew Knapp has hit his first career AAA home run.
Pigs would never trail, winning game one 6-1 over Rochester. They then took a 4-0 lead in game two.
It'll be an 0-2 by Araujo. Pitch is a call. Third strike. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs sweep the doubleheader here at Frontier Field.
A sweep of a doubleheader. Something the Pigs did not do all of last season. They've also never swept a series at Rochester in franchise history, but in position to do so in the finale on Wednesday. Leading 6-4 into the bottom of the ninth. Last licks for the Red Wings.
6-6, winning run 90 feet away. Here's the 2-2, swung on, driven high in the air, deep right center field. A long run back, it's going to fall in. A game-winning hit for Rodriguez in a three-run bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Wings still have not been swept by the Pigs at Frontier Field. Your final score, 7-6 Red Wings.
Ugh, yuck. And that began a minor skid for the Pigs on Thursday. They opened the season at home in front of a sellout crowd on hand at Coca-Cola Park, but took a beatdown from Pawtucket. 13-1, the loss, allowing 19 hits in the game. Paw Sox would go on to sweep the brief two-game set with a 6-5 win on Friday. So we move ahead to Saturday versus Rochester. Losers of three in a row, the Iron Pigs. Losers of seven in a row at home. And they fell down 4-0. It looked like more of the same before they came back.
Perkins off third. Another payoff to Venable. Swung on, slapped the other way. If it's fair, it's trouble. Fair ball down the chalk into the left field corner. Perkins has scored. Venable rounding first will hold at second. A two-out RBI double for Will Venable. And the Iron Pigs, John, have scored multiple runs now. Three innings tonight. They lead it 8-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
And it would go to the top of the ninth with a three-run lead.
Mojica looking for his first save as an Iron Pig. The big fella sets right at the belt. Two outs, nobody on pitch. He struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. For the first time at Coca-Cola Park, Pigs fly behind an eight-run come-from-behind victory.
The win by Andrew Bailey, the save by Mojica. Box score looks like something out of 2009, but they do win at home for the first time this year, and that wraps up the week in Iron Pigs baseball, ending on a win versus Rochester and a chance today to take 4 of 5 versus Rochester to open the season series.